From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council has recognized new Gambian leader Adama Barrow as the country's new president, despite longtime leader Yahya Jammeh's refusal to give up power. The president of the council, Swedish ambassador Olof Skoglund, said he spoke to President Barrow to say the council fully supports him.
It is our strong hope now that the former president Jammeh will peacefully cede power to the democratically elected president.
A Senegalese army spokesman says regional troops entered Gambia Thursday after Mr. Barrow took the oath of office in exile in Senegal. U.S. airstrikes in Libya killed several dozen Islamic State fighters late Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the attacks took place on two camps about 45 kilometers southwest of Sirte.
These strikes were directed against some of ISIL's external plotters who were actively planning operations against our allies in Europe. So these were critically important strikes for our campaign and a clear example of our enduring commitment to destroy ISIL's cancer.
Carter said the attack was carried out in conjunction with Libya's Government of National Accord. The United Nations says it has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks, which are scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. A UN spokeswoman said Thursday Secretary General Antonio Guterres asked Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura to attend the negotiations. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the talks will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid across the country. He told a Japanese TV station he believed the negotiations would result in local reconciliation agreements with the rebels. This is VOA News.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye.
Well, there were fireworks and music, country music, as we're hearing there Thursday night at the Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall here in Washington. A huge crowd celebrated the coming inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Trump himself addressed the crowd.
So this journey began 18 months ago. I had something to do with it, but you had much more to do with it than I did.
Light rain and chilly temperatures are forecast for the inauguration ceremony tomorrow in Washington. Trump's supporters are looking forward to the inaugural ceremony, and they are hoping for some change in America. Jim Malone takes a look.
Washington is a city in transition as the Barack Obama era draws to a close and the Donald Trump era is set to begin. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says the new administration is eager to get started.
We are all ready to go to work. In fact, we can't wait to get to work.
Trump is expected to focus on domestic policy in his first few months, especially job creation and cutting taxes. Jim Malone, Washington.
Even as officials prepared for the inauguration, two of Trump's cabinet selections faced confirmation hearings Thursday before Senate panels. Energy Secretary-designate Rick Perry, the former Texas governor, and Steve Mnuchin, who is in line to become Treasury Secretary, both testified on Capitol Hill. The Mexican government has extradited drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. Guzman is facing drug trafficking, murder, and other charges. He has landed in New York City. The convicted Sinaloa cartel boss has spent the past year fighting extradition. He had been held most recently in a prison near the northern border city of Ciudad Juarez. He was recaptured a year ago after making a second jailbreak. As many as 30 people were missing after a mountain resort in central Italy was buried under several kilometers of snow and debris late Wednesday. At least two bodies were pulled from the rubble. The avalanche that struck the Hotel Rigopiano in the town of Farandole was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes that rattled the Abruzzo region earlier in the day. A high-rise building in Iran's capital, Tehran, collapsed Thursday after being engulfed in flames. Dozens of people were killed or injured. Tehran's mayor says at least 20 firefighters are missing or dead following the collapse. The fire broke out in the Plasco building. Firefighters battled the blaze for several hours before the structure's collapse. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.